April 16, 1926. How, in order to live in the divine will, it takes full abandonment in the arms of the celestial Father. How the nothing must surrender its life to the all. How the celestial mama is the true image of the living in the divine will. I was feeling so very little and incapable of doing anything, and I called my queen mama to my help, so that, together, we might love, adore, glorify my highest and only good, for all and in the name of all. In the meantime, I found myself within an immensity of light and all abandoned in the arms of my celestial Father, even more, so identified with Him, as though forming one single thing with Him, in such a way that I no longer felt my own life, but that of God. But who can say what I experienced and did? Then, afterwards, my sweet Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, "My daughter, everything you experienced, your full abandonment in the arms of our celestial Father, no longer feeling your own life, is the image of the living in my will. In fact, in order to live in it, the creature must live more of God than of herself. Even more, the nothing must give life to the all, to be able to do everything, and to have her act at the top of all the other acts of each creature." Such was the life of my divine mama. She was the true image of the living in my will. Her living in it was so perfect, that she did nothing but receive from God, continuously, all that she was to do in order to live in the supreme volition. So, she received the act of supreme adoration, to be able to place herself at the top of every adoration which all creatures were obliged to do for their Creator. In fact, true adoration has life within the three divine persons. Our perfect concord, our reciprocal love, our one will, form the most profound and perfect adoration within the sacrosanct Trinity. Therefore, if the creature adores me, but her will is not in accord with me, it is vain word, not adoration. So, my mama took everything from us, to be able to diffuse herself in everything and to place herself at the top of every act of creature, at the top of every love, of every step, of every word, of every thought, at the top of every created thing. She placed her prime act upon all things, and this gave her the right of queen of all and of everything. And she surpassed, in sanctity, in love, in grace, all the saints who have been and will be, as well as all angels united together. The Creator poured Himself upon her, giving her so much love that she possessed enough love to be able to love Him for all. He communicated to her the highest concord and the one will of the three divine persons, in such a way that she was able to adore for all in a divine manner, and to make up for all the duties of creatures. Had it not been so, it would not be a truth, but just a manner of speaking, that the celestial mama surpassed everyone in sanctity and in love. But whenever we speak, it is facts, not words. Therefore, we found everything in her. And having found everything in everyone, we gave her everything, constituting her queen and mother of her very Creator. Now, daughter of my supreme will, one who wants everything must enclose everything and place herself at the top of the acts of all, as prime act. So, the soul must be at the top of every love, adoration, glory, of each creature. My will is everything. This is why the mission of the Sovereign Queen and yours can be called one. And you must follow, step by step, the way she conducted herself with God, to be able to receive the divine attitude in order to have within yourself a love which says love for all, an adoration which adores for all, a glory which diffuses throughout all created things. You must be our echo, the echo of our celestial mama, because she alone lived perfectly and fully in the supreme volition, therefore she can be your guide and act as your teacher. Ah! If you knew with how much love I am around you, with how much jealousy I watch over you, so that your living in my eternal will may not be interrupted. You must know that I am doing more with you than with my very celestial mama, because she did not have your needs, nor any tendencies or passions which might, even slightly, prevent the course of my will in her. With greatest ease the Creator would pour into her, and she into him? My will was always triumphant in her, therefore she had no need of either spurs or admonitions. With you, on the other hand, I must use more attentions. When I see that some little passion, some little tendency, wants to arise within you, and also when your human will would want to have some act of its own life within you, I must admonish you. The power of my will must remain in the act of knocking down whatever arises within you which does not belong to it. And my grace and my love must flow into that rot which the human will keeps forming, or, with anticipated graces, prevent the rot from forming in your soul. This, because I love so much the soul in whom my will reigns, and in whom the supreme fiat has its field of divine action, the only purpose of all creation, and of redemption itself, and she costs me so much, that I love her and she costs me more than all creation, and of redemption itself. In fact, the creation was the beginning of our work toward the creatures, the redemption was the means, and the fiat will be the end. And when works are accomplished, they are loved more and they acquire their complete value. Until a work is accomplished, there is always something to do, to work on, to suffer, nor can one calculate its right value. But when it is accomplished, all that is left is to possess and to enjoy the work done, and its complete value comes to complete the glory of the one who has formed it. Therefore, creation and redemption must be enclosed in the supreme fiat. Do you see, then, how much you cost me, and how drawn I am to loving you? The fiat, operating and triumphant in the creature, is the greatest thing for us, because the glory which was established by us, to be received through creation, is given back to us, and our purpose, our rights, acquire their full power. This is the reason for my attentions, all for you, for my manifestations to you, and for my love for all creation and redemption, all centralize in you, because in you I want to see the triumph of my will.